Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah. If that song don't move you down in your spirit, you might want to do a self-check. We have the blood of Jesus all over us. Welcome to tonight's program. This is Evangelist Montel Fields. Tonight, your host, Minister Darlene Morgan, is going to be sharing about Not Without the Blood. And I want to welcome a special guest on tonight. My beautiful mother is on to join us, and she's going to have a testimony she can share because she's been pleading the blood. And the other night, Minister Darlene, myself, and Evangelist Mary, we prayed for her in the anointing. We lifted her up, and the power of God was, man, we were just letting the power of God linger. And me and Darlene and Mary stepped in, and I'm telling you, we had some breakthroughs in all of our lives. Hallelujah. Welcome to Reaching Out Radio tonight. I want to turn the show over to Minister Darlene Morgan, my beautiful cousin in Michigan, and say hello to my mom. Hello, Ma. Can you hear me?
Hi, my beautiful daughter in the Lord. I can hear you.
And you can say hello to Dar, too.
Hi, my cousin, my angel forever.
I love you, my dear, and I think it would be an honor to get this show started by hearing your mighty testimony of God.
Oh, it is awesome. I have cried all day. Since back in February, Montel can tell you, I started getting something very, very wrong with my stomach where I couldn't eat and I would have bad pains in my chest going out my back. And anything I tried to eat, no matter what it was, just shot out of me everywhere. And I dropped 13 pounds since February. From 140 to 128. And so for all this 7 months, I've lived on yogurt and pudding and soup. Just couldn't eat. And even soup sometimes would just come up. And me and Montel and Dar, thank God I've got you in my life. We're prayer warriors. And anybody out there that don't think there's a God and his power isn't real and that he don't heal, I'm here to tell you, yes, there is a God, and yes, he works miracles the same today as when he was on earth. And Montel kept telling me, Mom, keep your faith, keep your faith, keep your faith. And my faith didn't waver. Even when I was sick, I just tell the Lord, any little bite I get, any day, God, is a blessing from you. And if tomorrow's a bad day, thank you for the day that I did get to eat. Well, I prayed and kept praying, and God kept telling me in my spirit, keep the faith of a child, Spark. Keep the faith of a child. And I never let go of that. And today, out of nowhere, I sat down for the first time in 7 months and ate 3 great big bowls of potatoes and meat and brown gravy. My blessed husband fixed for me. Never had a problem, been able to keep it down all day. And I'm so overwhelmed what God has done for me and for answering the prayer for me to be able to eat. And I accepted the Lord back when I was 7 years old in a little Pentecost church out in the country and was baptized. And I praised God for having a mother and a stepdad that he gave me, that raised me up to accept the Lord and to know what the Lord was about. And I've walked with him from 7 years old up until now. And until I take my last breath on this earth, I wouldn't trade that for nothing. And I just want to say to my daughter, Montel, she's a prayer warrior. She's anointed. And she's always there for me, a phone call away. Dar's always there, a phone call away. And I just want to say I love you both. And to everyone out there listening, I don't care what you're going through, what circumstance you think is impossible or there's not an answer. Jesus Christ is the answer. And he don't quit if you don't quit. And I just want to say, Montel, I love you. And I'm proud to have a daughter like you who's into God and you stay faithful. And a cousin like my angel, Darlene, who I love with all my heart. And that, I just want everybody to hear that testimony because God's brought me through a lot of mountains lately, but he's climbed every one of them with me. And I just praise his name for that. And I love you guys.
Praise God. He's a miracle-making God.
Glory. Yes. Praise be to God.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
We
got to
remember what the Word of God in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, that we are to pray without ceasing, and that's what we've been doing for my mama. We've been praying without ceasing, believing, pleading the blood of Jesus over her life, and God keeps
Hallelujah.
Telling her to keep every day. I am the healed. I am the healed. Speak life unto yourself. Minister Darlene Morgan even shared a message in the past about that, and so have I. It's really important to speak forth life. Don't give the enemy nothing to use against you. Let him see any weakness. Just keep speaking forth life. And I'm excited to hear your message tonight, Darlene. I know it's going to be powerful. Even in preparing the songs, I felt a move of the Spirit. So I'm ready to let go, let God. And I'm ready to hear my sister preach, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. All
right. Here we go. My topic tonight is not without the blood. There's no gift that God has given to any of us that's more important than the blood of Jesus Christ. Yet many Christians do not fully comprehend the power that's behind the blood. And what's worse is many churches today don't even preach or sing songs that talk about the power behind the blood.
Amen.
The Bible tells us there's many powerful things behind the blood. When you apply the blood, it provides forgiveness for our sins. The law requires that everything be cleansed with the blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness or no remission of sins. That's in Hebrews 9:22. The blood gives us life. Then Jesus told them, "Most assuredly I say unto you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you." John 6:53. The blood brings you close to God. Where once you were far off from him, now you have been brought close to him through the blood of Jesus Christ. Ephesians 2:13. The blood of Jesus cleanses your conscience. How much more shall the blood of Christ, through his eternal spirit, offer himself without spot and blemish to God to cleanse your conscience from the dead works so that you can serve your living God. Hebrews 9:14. The blood gives you boldness to approach God. Therefore, brothers and sisters, having boldness to enter the holiest of holies by the blood of Jesus. Hebrews 10:19. The blood of Jesus also sanctifies you. Therefore, Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered outside of the gate. Hebrews 13:12. The blood of Jesus cleanses you.
I didn't want the battery.
Was someone speaking? Hello?
You're fine. My mom didn't know she could be heard on the air. She was talking to my dad. Go ahead, sis. Sorry about that.
Okay. Like your mother had just spoken about being healed. The blood of Jesus heals you. He himself bore our sins in his own body on that tree so that we may die to our sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds, we have been healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Most importantly, the blood of Jesus gives power over Satan. It's the blood that Satan fears. Revelation 12:11 says that they overcome him, which is Satan, by the blood of the Lamb. The devil doesn't want you to learn about the blood. It makes him tremble and fall to his feet. Hebrews 9:14 says that the blood of Christ, it purifies our conscience. The tabernacle sacrifices back in the day only ever served to cover our guilt, but they could never remove it. The blood of Christ Jesus takes the penalty of guilt away forever, because through his death, Jesus absorbed the penalties of sin and death into his own body when he gave it freely for us upon the cross. As Charles Spurgeon has said time and time again, God would be unjust to punish us for our sin, because then he would be requiring of two payments when it only took one, and that was on the cross when God gave his life so freely. the forgiveness now available to us because of Christ's death is more than a mere laboring of penalty. However, our guilt has not only been removed, but it has been replaced with purity and with love and with acceptance from the Father above. Do we have a poem about the blood that you would like to read, Montel?
Can you give me just a minute, sis, and I will get that pulled up. I didn't know for sure when you was going to have me read it. It only will take a minute. And I also want to welcome someone else to the broadcast while I am doing that. Hold on just 1 minute. Hello, beautiful Sister Mary.
How are you doing?
I am blessed and fast. God is good.
Praise the Lord. Me too.
My mom lost us for a minute, darling. She's going to try to get back on, and I'm working on getting this pulled up. Give me just 1 minute, and I will have it up. And I know you guys are getting ready to go do something very excited. I'm actually looking forward to hear about everything you get to experience where you're getting ready to take off and go to. I'm really looking forward to seeing what God's going to do while you guys are gone over this weekend.
Praise the Lord.
Okay. Last night, God put something into my spirit. I was sitting outside. I was taking in God's beautiful creation. I love to spend time outside and just acknowledge his greatness. God's creation testifies to his power. When you look around and you can see a little hummingbird, how they can hover backwards and how fast their little wings go, and you look up and know that he named all the stars, I really just was feeling the presence of God. And even as I was re-airing the broadcast that Sister Mary did the other night about keeping your eyes on Jesus, and the anointing became so strong at the end of the program, and her and Darlene and I, we just let the spirit linger, and we prayed. And I'm telling you what, we received breakthrough in that. My husband is on fire for God. I have seen things in that man changed to the mighty power of God, things that he'd broken and healed, and he's been set free from pain he's been holding on to for years. I'm believing in a promotion at work. God is moving. There is power in prayer, and there's power also when you're obedient to him. And as I was sitting outside listening to God's voice speaking to me, even during the broadcast, he started bringing words to me. And he said, prepare to write. And as God was preparing me, he brought me a word that he wants his children to hear. And it actually goes along with what Darlene's even been teaching on tonight. And I want to pull up some soft music, and I want to share that with you. I plead the blood of Jesus over our land, standing in faith, knowing our country is in God's hands. My sound's leaving me tonight. Let me start over. I apologize for that. I plead the blood of Jesus over our land, standing in faith, our country is in God's hands. He has control, no fear will rise in me. One nation under God still stands for me. The things we see arising in our land, they call for Christians to take a stand. We need to be voices and share the truth. Time is short. He is calling out. I feel an urgency within. The time of his return is at hand. Prejudice, persecution for loving Christ, daily his children lose their lives. His word prepares and shows the way. Yet so many walk in their own will and turn away. The false believe all the time they need of one of the enemy's greatest lies, you see. But we are not promised tomorrow. Our lives are in his hands. If your life ended, which gate would you stand? See, there are only two choices at the end, heaven or hell, which is your destination. God is crying out to his children in desperation. Though it seems God has lost all control through choices our leaders make, no, this is a mistake, for he already knew what would come about, and soon his fury will come from heaven with a shout. How long do you think he will let the sin continue to grow and overcome man? He is crying out, rise up, rise up, take a stand, go forth in all the lands. Soon the clouds will part and the trumpet will sound. Sadly, many of my children will be left standing on the ground. Plead the blood over the nation in which you stand. Fight to keep my name in all your lands. The blood holds the power through it. You have victory. Soon every knee will bow, every tongue confess, every eye will see. I am God. There is none above me. Signs are unfolding. They are preparing his way. Fear not, my children. Hit your knees and pray. I am calling on you to be his hands and feet. Go forth and bring in my lost sheep. Save as many as you can, for time is short. His return is near. I need laborers in the fields. Go forth. My word I have spoken. Take heed to my call. This world is getting ready for its greatest fall. Plead the blood over the land, for it covers and forever it will stand. Again I warn you, time is at hand. I am calling all my children to stand. One nation under me, knowing through my son, you have the victory. So rise up, go forth to the land, show me it is in me you still stand. I have respoken, received my word. The choice is yours, will I be heard.
Wow.
Praise
powerful.
God. Amen.
Praise the Lord. That is so beautiful.
God
people
said that
in
my heart
words.
And my this night, and I really feel the urgency. He is wanting people to get up, go forth, and tell that they have a choice and that they need to plead the blood over our nation. And we need to be out there bringing in people that are lost in a world so full of hate and darkness. We need to be rising up. He needs mighty warriors to stand up and go forth. And I know I plead the blood over my house, over this nation. I have faith in God, even though I see crazy things going on. I rest in peace no matter what looks might come my way, because God's on my side. He's already made the way.
Amen.
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 You know, Jesus shed his blood 7 times that day down the Via Dolorosa up to Calvary Hill. And Christians don't realize when each drop of this blood was shed, it was shed back then for things that we're going through today. And I would like to read those 7 places where Jesus shed his blood and what the purpose of the blood was for. The first place that Jesus shed his blood was in the Garden of Gethsemane, for as he prayed, his sweat turned into blood. This blood was dripped down on his head to bring our fellowship back to God that Adam and Eve lost through their sin. The second place that Jesus' blood was shed was at the whipping post, where he took the 39 stripes upon his back that we should have taken to heal our bodies. There are 39 major diseases in the world today, and he took a stripe for each one of those diseases for us. Isaiah 53:3-5 tells us. The third place that Jesus' blood was shed for us was the crown of thorns upon his head, Genesis 3:17-18. That blood was shed to clear our minds and our thoughts and to make our minds pure. The fourth place Jesus' blood was shed was a piercing through his hands or his wrist, Genesis 39, so that everything we lay our hands upon will prosper. It also was shed to cleanse everything our hands touched before we were saved. The fifth place that Jesus' blood was shed was a piercing of his feet or ankles, cleansing the places that our feet used to go. In Deuteronomy 3:60, Jesus tells us, I am going to give you the land which you walk upon. That is my covenant to you, says the Lord. The sixth place where Jesus' blood was shed was when he was pierced in his side or his heart. That was to cleanse our motives and attitudes of our hearts. Again, Jesus promised a new covenant. I will heal all your broken hearts, no matter who or what has broken them. The seventh place Jesus' blood was shed was when he was beaten and bruised. Bruises cause blood underneath the skin. And the things that are buried deep inside your skin from the past, Jesus can and will heal you by his blood. When Jesus said, let this cup pass, he did not mean he didn't want to die. he didn't want to die at Gethsemane because it was on the cross that his death was destined to be. Children, we need to plead the blood of Jesus going in and going out and over everything in our life, because it's only by the precious blood of Jesus that are all things cleansed and made whole.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory. Nothing but the blood of Jesus shed in his death for sin can cover our sin on God's side or remove it on our side. We find the same teachings in the writings of the Apostle Paul, who wrote, being justified freely by the grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, through faith in his blood, Romans 3:24-25. To the Corinthians, he declared that the cup of blessings which we bless is the communion of the blood of Christ, 1 Corinthians 10:6. He also reminded the Ephesians that we have redemption through his blood, Ephesians 1:7. And John assured his little children in 1 John 2:1 that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all of our sin. Only by the blood of Jesus, without the cross, and without the death, there could be no remission of sins. There's so many churches today and so many pastors, it's so sad to say, that want to take the cross out of church, want to take the death of Jesus. They don't want the bloody, gory story. They say people's not interested in it, and they don't want to hear it. But like our Pastor Rod says, without the death and the cross and the bloody story, there's no remission of our sins, and we cannot go to heaven to God without going to Jesus through his blood.
Yeah.
Do we have a song loaded here from Joseph Larson?
Yes, I sure do. It's a beautiful song. And I just want to comment on what you were just speaking about. That is so sad that people are teaching people falsely in the churches. It is only through Jesus Christ. He's our way to the Father. It's only through him that we are redeemed, set apart, and set free. And if you are listening to those lies, the gift of the cross is how we earn our eternal salvation, accepting Jesus Christ into your life. And that's really scary and sad when you think about actually in churches, Minister Darlene, that they are teaching people the cross and the blood of Jesus don't matter. All I can say is God help this country, and God teach these people rightly, that the true word will be put into their ears, and remove the people, or let them be taught wisdom, whatever his will is, so people know the truth about the cross.
There is no
and right
Jesus
now we're going to share a song from Joseph Larson, a beautiful song that Minister Darlene picked out to go with her lesson. Title of the song is The Blood Is Still There. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
One dark night in Egypt, a fearful time had come for one little Hebrew boy. Was his father's firstborn son. Now with the angel of death passing low, it was hard to fall asleep. But one little lamp stood in his mind as he lay there. Wondered why that young lamb had to die, why his blood was on the door. Through the wind and the rain, it still remained, but he wanted to be sure. to his earthly father with a trembling voice, so scared, crying, "Father, would you please look and see if the blood is still there?" The blood is there to stay. The wind may blow, the rain may fall, but it won't just wash away the blood that stands the raging storm has been applied by loving care. The blood.
Thank God for the blood. Thank God for the blood. You may be seated. Thank you, Joseph. Let's receive the tithe and the offerings this morning.
Woo, hallelujah.
Man,
glory.
That was good.
Woo, praise
God.
God.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Praise God. Praise God. And I wanted
glory.
To welcome... I wanted to welcome Dean on the broadcast tonight, too. He's been on listening and wanted to know he's always free to speak. And welcome tonight, Dean, and thank you for joining us and supporting Darlene. And always a pleasure, too, Sister Mary, to have you on. I'll tell you what, when us girls get together, we have some church.
Amen. God is good, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I am so excited. I kind of got a happy, happy go dance today because today is July 1st, and my dear sisters, that means counting down, we only have about 23 days. So we all get together, get to go on a road trip, travel, and do the work of the Lord. And, woo, I'm excited because we're going to get to fellowship and have a great time together. And God is so good. I'm looking so forward to it.
Amen. Glory to God.
Praise God. Again, it's not without the blood. There is no single scriptural word from Genesis to Revelation more constantly and more prominently kept in view than the express word, the blood. The scriptural record about the blood begins at the gates of Eden, when Abel gave sacrifice unto God. Abel's sacrifice is in connection with the first act of worship recorded in the Bible where blood was shed. Abel's faith and God's good pleasure in him are closely connected with the sacrifice of blood. In light of later revelation, this testimony given at the very beginning of human history is of deep significance. It shows that there cannot be no approach to God or fellowship with God or enjoyment or favor of God apart from the blood. The scripture only gives us few accounts about the blood for the first 16th century. Then came the flood, which was God's judgment on sin by the destruction of the world of mankind. But God brought forth a new earth from that awful baptism of water. Notice, however, that the new earth also had to be baptized with blood. And the first recorded act of Noah after he had left the ark was he had an offering and a sacrifice to God. And it was the same as with Abel, with Noah, that at the beginning it was not without blood. But once again, sin prevailed, and God laid an entirely new foundation for the establishment of his kingdom on earth. By the divine call of Abraham and the miraculous birth of Isaac, God undertook the formation of a people to serve him. But this purpose was not accomplished apart from the shedding of blood as well. God offered Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac upon the altar. As Isaac was standing with the knife ready to plunge into his son, the Lord replaced his son as a sacrifice with the ram. And through that ram, the blood flowed down on Mount Moriah, and his life was spared and the generations to come. Further in the Bible, where the blood was mentioned, the Israelites were told to sprinkle the blood of the lamb over their doorposts so the death angel would pass them by. That is Exodus 12 and 13. Again, it is in the blood. It is in the blood that God's covenant has its foundation and its power. It is by the blood alone that God and man can be brought into covenant fellowship. The Lord Jesus Christ plainly declared that his death on the cross was the purpose for which he came into the world, and that it was necessary for his blood to redeem us from our sins. The Lord made a declaration on the same night as he was going to be crucified, when he told his disciples to take and drink, this is the blood, and eat, this is my body. The shedding of blood, again, there is no remission of sins, Hebrews 9:22. And without the remission of sins, we have no life. People today need to start preaching the cross and the blood of Jesus. For so many people are going to have lost souls when they stand before the Lord because the pastors didn't want to mention the bloody death of Jesus hanging on that tree. In the Bible, almost all things by the law are purged with blood. And without the shedding of blood, again, there's no remission for our sins. When you understand what the blood of Jesus did for you, you will never, ever again stay in bondage in any area of your life. You will demand your freedom. Even though God has won the victory through his blood and death on the cross, his people are still oppressed today. And why is that? I believe it's because the devil is still squatting on our property, and it's our responsibility to serve him the eviction notice. Satan will not leave and go voluntarily just because Jesus defeated him on the cross. He must be forced out. Jesus has done his part, and the rest is up to you and me to claim the blood of Jesus over our lives and over our situations. Do we have any callers calling in that would like to have any questions or prayer today?
On the line right now, I see me, you, and Mary, and Dean. Let us give the call. And the number to call in is if you have a prayer request or you want to share, the number you can call into is 347-308-8837. 347-308-8837. I know every day I get to look at the charts. Every day I see all the plays and listens. People are really listening to the on-demand links. I want to encourage you in that. The numbers are really going up on the on-demand links. And as people get used to the programs and the set times, I know there will be more callers. But be encouraged because the people are listening to you minister the Word of God through the on-demand links. And they are listening live, too. Some people just don't like to call in. And I know, too, Sister Darlene, that you had another song as well picked out. I didn't know for sure what time in the program you wanted it to be played, and I didn't know if Sister Mary wanted to share anything on your topic or if Dean, I had his mic open earlier, but I haven't heard no reply from him. But if any of you wanted to share too, as I was looking up the song that I loaded earlier, I encourage you in that, because when we all get together and we share forth the Word of God, God, the Spirit moves. I've been seeing God do things through all of us. You know, the other night when me and Mary and you got together, Darlene, I'm telling you, the power of God fell. And I have seen breakthrough since that night. I see changes in my house, in my life, in my family. Glory to God, healing in my mother. And I get excited in that because it says in his word, where there are two or more gathered in his name, he is in their midst. And we are gathered in his name again tonight. And we've been keeping our faith. We've been going forth. And I'm telling you, I feel it. God, I shared a word yesterday that Darlene got to, I read it to her, that was prophesied over my life. This is twice now. And it was talking about how God's getting ready to promote me, to use me, how I'm going to be a channel to bring people in. Mighty hand of God. And I'm telling you, the word was powerful. Minister Darlene, my cousin, I shared it with her. I wept when I read that word. And this is the second time in a week that God has told me. Three times. That's confirmation, because the other night when we was all sharing, Minister Darlene had a prophetic word too. God has been speaking favor over my life, telling me to be prepared, but also that know that with new anointing and new movement up, higher levels, comes a new devil, and to be prepared not to make the devil fear me. And that was part of the word. And I'm claiming that in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm believing God's going to take all of us forth. We're going to do and see things we never imagined. Things and doors that we've been waiting. Woo, hallelujah. I feel a move in my spirit. Things that we've been waiting to, for years that we thought would never be possible. In the mighty name of Jesus, I see those doors opening. I feel that in my spirit, and I claim that. Things in Darlene's life, lost ones that she feels may never come forth, I see God bringing them in. I see things taking off in ministry and in your life, Sister Mary. God is getting ready to move. He is going to bless his faithful, obedient children that stand in the fires, and when the waters are coming up, they hold on to him and they anchor in him and they do not give up. We've been pleading the blood, and that's what Minister Darlene's talking about tonight. I'm excited. Excite you because through that power of the blood of Jesus Christ and the sacrifice, and when I was listening to all the ways when you were teaching, Darlene, it touched my heart so much when I was thinking about when they pierced him and they put the crown of thorns on his head, the nails in his wrist. When people, if they're really listening to that, and if you didn't get into it in depth, go back and listen on demand to what this minister has been teaching about. Really
glory,
think on for us on that cross. He didn't have to. He had the power to call 10,000 angels. He walked in his Father's will, and he gave it all us. And how many of us are not giving our all to him? We're too busy. We're putting things above. What if our Father in heaven had that same attitude with us when we come to him in prayers and with needs? What if God said, I'm too busy for my children? Really think about
that.
To what Jesus Christ did. Darlene, your lessons just keep getting more and more powerful and anointed. I see such growth in you since when you were here, even a few years back. I was even telling my husband that. God is pouring out his spirit upon his maidservants, choosing them. And I'm seeing so many powerful women come forth for the name of him. And I thank God that I get to be a part of them being a part of this radio ministry. And praise God, we have another God that is joining us, another woman in Christ. God is growing, reaching out radio. I found out today that Talk is preparing, and we're going to be able to have more than one broadcast a day. It's coming, and God is going to take this radio station. It's going to go forth, and it's going to make differences in life. It's going to bless our lives. We're going to see people getting saved, delivered, set free, and people are going to know that something real here. They're going to know that it's the anointing of God that is working in their life. We're just not talking about being in the limelight. We're talking about being the light forth for God's glory, and I'm excited.
Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
The devil does not like to hear the word in the blood. And I will tell you, I've had a hard time with this evening. He's had me sick all week and in bed and given me problems with what I'm trying to say. So I thank everybody for supporting me and being here to help me through this, because it's just a powerful word, the blood, and Satan is just trembling as we speak about the crucifixion and Jesus and about the different places where the blood was shed to touch certain parts of our lives.
Praise God.
So powerful when you were talking, and I can even remember being back in Sunday school and stuff. But really think about that. They put the blood over their doorways, and their lives were spared. And they were obedient in what they were being told. And that's what's going on so much in this world nowadays. People are complaining of things going on in their lives, things not being right. That's because they're being disobedient children. They're not following the leading of the Spirit and walking in steps of righteousness. They're walking in the ways of the world. They're building on things of this world. And that's why this world is going crazy. And that's why we need to be pleading the blood over these lands. That's why we need to be going for sharing the truth. Don't be scared of the devil and the army he's trying to raise up, because who has power? We already know who has the victory. Satan's a lie. And so many Christians are getting scared as they see things coming forth in the news, and they're having fear. We're not to have a spirit of fear. Any power of God lives within us. And everything the devil tries to bring against us, we have the power to rebuke him, get him under our feet, plead the blood of Jesus over our lives.
Amen.
When we plead the blood of Jesus, we've been in confidence, letting the world see that we have faith, knowing that that blood made the difference for us, that through it we are washed, we are cleansed, we are set free. Praise be to God, we are redeemed. And men, attacks, that's been spoken in my life. Let me tell you, the attacks were powerful in my home. The enemy was trying to kick my husband in every way he could. But I'm going to tell you something. He is a liar. Don't accept defeat. When you see the enemy coming at you, rebuke him. Be prepared. Yeah. Pray over your mind. Pray over your house. Anoint it. Ask God to come in and cleanse out all the bad things. Plead that blood over your life. He made a way for us at the cross when he took our cross. He didn't have to. And then I sit listening to Minister Darlene share, too, when you really think about him praying in the garden. He was getting ready to take on such a burden that he actually was perspiring blood. Can you really imagine what he must have been feeling? It wasn't just for me. It was for every person that's already been before us. It's for every person to come. The sin of the whole world, every generation that has been, is now and will be. People really ever take into consideration what he bore? And I sit sometimes, I think, as a child of God and the love and reverence I have for him, what he must think. Me as a mother, I know what it feels like. If your children are come against you or you're disappointed, because that's going to happen in life. But could you imagine the great creator that sits down or looks down every day and sees what his children are doing, not acknowledging him, not walking in his will? So many are being pulled in, the enemy, to the lies of the world. People right now, there's so much going on in this world, but we need to recognize that's signs of time. Don't get discouraged. Don't get dismayed. Do like what God in the poem that he gave me, in the word, in the writing, get on your knees and pray. Pray without ceasing.
Amen.
Prayer changes things.
Amen.
And when we
Amen.
Go boldly before the throne of God and we speak in faith, believing and knowing that he is able, God will move. He will change things. We are not
Amen.
Defeated. We know who has the victory, and you just need to be a part of the army that's going forth and learn to stand and know that God will give you the power, the wisdom. His word is our sword, and he will take you forth. And this word just has me on fire tonight. When I think about what Jesus did for us, just like us, he took upon the sacrifice. He became our perfect lamb. Ooh, that is so deep and powerful to me.
Glory.
And you know, back in the days, back in the Old Testament, they had to gather their lambs and their rams without blemish, and the high priest would go and sprinkle the blood. The people couldn't get close to Jesus, only the high priest. After Jesus died on the cross, that was done away with. Jesus' blood gives us power and authority. We can go through that veil. We can go through the Holy of Holies and get on our knees with the blood of Jesus on our lives and ask anything, and he will give it to us if it is in
Hallelujah.
His word.
Praise
Amen.
Be to God. And Dean, are you there? Are you able to share? Do you have any comments? I didn't know if you were still at the library or if to share. Are you there?
Yes. Earlier, I even pressed one a couple times, but I guess you didn't get my message there. Yeah, I have a ministry that I operate on Facebook, and I posted today. It was called Claim Your Inheritance, and there were several references to blood, even in my post today. You know, like one of them is that you know, as Christians, once we take on the character of the Lord, we're actually entering into a covenant or a contract that's signed in his precious shed blood. He is the ink in our contract, and all we've got to do is stand in obedience to the principles of the Bible.
Hallelujah.
And, you know, he paid a lot for us, and you know, all we've got to do is just stand in obedience, and you know, even in our own homes, in our workplaces, you know, those are also our kingdoms. You know, we're children of the King of Kings, which makes us princes and princesses. We're royalty, too, and we've got to claim our inheritance, even here
Amen.
On earth. Yeah.
Yes, we do. And today, God has really been ministering to my spirit all day today. Because in the flesh, when people come against you, sometimes it's so easy just to want to explode, to come forth in ways that God wouldn't want us to. And I had some of those situations in my life. But forgiveness brings healing, not only into our lives, but into their lives. And God has been speaking to me very strongly today He keeps telling me to show forth love. When you show forth love, you are being the light of Jesus Christ. No matter if it's one of your worst enemies, no matter if it's someone you think is unreachable, when you show forth the true love of Jesus Christ, you're going to be a light, and you're going to pull people in out of the darkness. God said he called us to be lights, and he's been speaking that to me all day today, and that's what I've been doing. And people that's really come against me in very terrible ways lately, I showed forth love today. I stepped out in obedience, and I offered forgiveness onto him, and they embraced. And she began to weep, and God said, show forth. And when you show forth that love, that breaks that yoke that the enemy tries to bind up hate. When you keep unforgiveness in your heart and you don't forgive, God won't forgive you. And we need to think about that. And when we're claiming to be children of God, if we're running around angry and coming against people and showing forth things that God wouldn't want us to, we're sinning ourselves. And what kind of example is that going to show those that are lost? You know, as many times as Sister Mary has said, and even myself, we are the only Jesus in the Bible many times people read. And when people know that we are faith-filled, born-again Christians, they're going to look to our life. And you may not know when they are watching you, but our lives are to show forth good fruits. We are to be transforming and growing, not being stagnant, where people want to come and partake of that fruit. They want to taste and see Jesus in our life. They want to know where that peace comes from. They want to know where that power and that hope, because I can sit in my home no matter what's coming my way, what it is. I may hurt, and there may be times that things come against me, but I know what to do in those moments. I go to my sisters and brothers. Have them to pray, and I plead the blood, and I rebuke the enemy. And in that, God turns things around. When you plead that blood,
absolutely.
He doesn't like to hear about the blood. He does not like to hear the name of Jesus. There is mighty, mighty power when you speak the name of Jesus. Ooh, hallelujah. Yeah. I feel a rise in my spirit even when I speak his name out. We have the victory, and we have that power living in us. And right now, God needs going forth, sharing this truth, sharing the cross. We need to get things back right in our nation. God's going to raise people up. Even though it looks hopeless now, even though it looks like the enemy has all control, God is still in control. It's part of the plan. It's that word. Things are just unfolding to make the way for the return of his son, Jesus Christ. But there's still work to be done. Only the Father in heaven knows the day and the hour that he will come. But there is work to be done. He is calling us forth. And that's what we are doing here on Reaching Out Radio, not only on the radio network, but even in our own life. We're going forth. You know, Sister Marion, and she's also an evangelist and beautiful, beautiful artist. Her voice just takes you to places in heaven. I listen to your song every day in my home, Sister. It blesses me. I love to sing with it and worship. God's doing something here. And that's why the enemy has been attacking Dean in situations, and Darlene, and in my life. I attack the enemy because you know what? There are people waiting in line. Now, what does that show you? Waiting in line to be speakers and hosts and ministers to come on Reaching Out Radio. And we are being invited out, too. Doors are opening.
Yeah.
We're going out to Kansas City, Missouri, at the end of July, to go forth and share forth the gospel. We've been asked, Sister Mary, myself, and Darlene, and we've been asked to sing at an opening for a new Christian radio station. There's a There's a huge event coming up in September, and I'm going to tell you something.
Amen.
This man where we're going out in July does some major work. He's well-known in that area. It's called the Nehemiah Fest. It is 3 days of nonstop worship music, prayer, breakthrough. And I was talking to him tonight about going forth and being prayer warriors out there and actually not having a stand. I want to get out there and be the hands and feet. Yes. I want to work, and I want to be a part of this major event that's going to take place. It's huge. It is huge, and people need to go online to promote the event. Go online and Google the Nehemiah Fest, and David runs it, and I want you to see what God's doing there. And there's opportunity to be a part of that. And I want to encourage people. He needs vendors. all the artist spots are taken up, but you have a chance, if you feel a calling in your life, to go out and share the blood of Jesus. They camp out there. There's all different ways to be a part, but I feel led in this, and I know I'm going to sign up, and you'll get to meet David when we go out to the event, hopefully out in Kansas City. I know it'll be busy. It's going to be huge. This is just a pre-event to Nehemiah Fest, but we got blessed to be a part of this. We were accepted in. God is using us.
We're
obedient, and you ask God to use you. He will use you. And when he sees that he can trust you with a little, he's going to make you the ruler over a lot.
Amen.
Amen. That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm excited.
You know,
I am excited. I love the Lord. I am so blessed and humbled. I sit here and I go back and I will listen. And I encourage each of you that do your own hosting, and we all share together. I think that's so powerful. But as you teach, I really encourage Dean and Mary and Darlene, all of you, go back and listen to the broadcast and really hear what you are doing and how you are affecting lives, because people are listening, and it is so powerful. Because when I sit and I listen the other night, I was just like, wow, God, that is so amazing. I could feel the power and the anointing going forth. And there are people, there's beginning to be regular followers. They are looking for me to share forth the on-demand links. They are looking to hear. They're seeing, and they're seeing that we're working for him and that we're faithful. We're not just doing one broadcast a week like a lot of the other people on blog. We daily are taking out the word of God 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And then it continuously can go forth in our on-demand links and the sharing. And I'm encouraged in it, and I'm so thankful to have each of you as a part of the ministry here. And I'm really excited. Jerry has a huge testimony. Jerry used to be an atheist. He served the Dark Master. He was in a band that was all about coming against God, mocking God's name.
Oh,
he was God hater. Let me tell you, though, nothing's impossible for God. The people could not reach him. And his broadcast, when I had him on before on My Kings, was so powerful. This man is anointed. This man is a warrior, and God has given him a ministry on end times. And he is going to be sharing with us every other Thursday. I'm hoping more time will allot for him to even share more. But he was saved. God brought a man into his life at a actually, he was going to a place to work out. And this man was there that has a powerful street ministry, and he started to minister to Jerry right there in the middle of that gym. Now, can you imagine?
It
goes to a gym and works out. Myself, that's one of the things I love to do. I need to get back on that. But right there, you know how the men are. They got their focus on. They're all macho, and I'm not coming against men, but it's a man thing. They like to look strong, and, you know, they want to be looked up to. Atmosphere. That's not an insult. It's just really men like to take on the persona. They don't want to look weak, is what I'm saying. And can you imagine in the middle of a gym full of wrestlers, because Jerry was also a wrestler, that here's this man reaching out. Someone that was a God hater, but Jerry saw the light in that man. God chose that man to minister to Jerry. And he was saved that day. He was set free, and now God is using him in a mighty way. And that's why it is so important for us to be going forth and know that you can be used. God puts people in our path to minister to, you know, and I want to encourage people in that. Just like in every one of your teachings and all you do, God is using each and every one of you. And we are sharing forth the blood of Jesus and the sacrifice and the realness of it, that the only way unto the Father is through his Son, Jesus Christ. Don't let people lie to you and tell you that that you can make it without the blood, because that's not true. You got to believe that Jesus Christ bore that cross for us. But praise be to God, death could not hold him. He rose on the day. He is sitting at our Father's right-hand side, and he intercedes for us. We pray. He's working on our behalf. He is alive, all-powerful, and we still have the power and the victory through him. And one day, he's coming back to take his children home. And my hope is, and each and every one of us that are ministering here, is that you will be found ready.
That's right.
Well, Jesus loved us so much
that he wrote it in his blood. And if you could play
Amen.
Written in red at this moment, I would appreciate it.
And
yeah,
then, and then too, without the blood, we couldn't have been saved. We couldn't even been saved.
Amen.
Nope.
Amen. Here are
Amen.
The Gaithers singing Written in Red.
Praise God.
Amen. Glory.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Calvary said.
What powerful words spoken.
Glory.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Glory. Hallelujah. Amen, amen, amen. Glory.
From the beginning to the end of the scriptures, from the closing of the gates of Eden into the opening of the new heavenly Zion, there runs through scripture a golden thread. This thread is the blood of Jesus. This blood unites the beginning and the end of the world that gloriously restores what sin has destroyed. We cannot make it without the blood of Jesus. What if there's anyone out there today feeling lost and alone that would like to accept Jesus into their life today and know that everything will be okay? I don't know if we have any callers out there on the line that would like to have prayer or would like to have anything to say.
You know, it's only through Jesus Christ that if you put red on black, you get white.
Ooh, amen. That's powerful. Again, the number is 347-308-8837. If you have a prayer need or you're listening and you want to testify, whatever it may be, know that we're here to pray with you, to encourage you, and that we love you. And I've really been blessed tonight in your teaching, Minister Darlene. It's touched my heart, and I'm really excited. I know God's getting ready to take you and Dean and Mary to an amazing weekend. I'm so excited. I'm going to miss you guys on the broadcast this weekend, Dean and Mary. But I know God's getting ready to do something. I'm excited. When you get back, you'll have some testimonies. And I believe there's going to be some new growth and some breakthroughs. And we're just going to be celebrating when you get back.
Praise God.
There is
Amen.
Power in prayer and power where two or more agree. But when we get to camp meeting and there's hundreds of thousands of people in agreement,
Glory.
In the spirit, in the word of God, we're going to go up there and get that Amen. Anointing for each other's lives and households and our ministry. And Satan
Amen.
Will have to back off and he'll be knocked down so hard he'll never be able to get up in the mighty
Glory.
Name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Glory
Jesus.
To God. And I was so
Amen.
Honored to hear my mom's testimony at the beginning of the broadcast. Her phone was going dead, but she's been so moved. The other day, she was having such a hard day, and I stopped what I was doing. I prayed with my mama on the phone, and the next day she called weeping. I mean weeping, and she felt the move of God, and she's like, I got to eat. And each day, God told me to keep telling her to speak, I am thee healed. I am thee healed. Every time she gets ready to take a bite, I told her, speak out. God, I know through you I can eat this, and my body's going to accept it. I am thee healed. And praise be to God, you heard my mom's testimony tonight, and Evangelist Mary and Minister Darlene and I, we all prayed in the spirit the other night for my mom, and I see God start to do a work and bring healing in her life, and I give him glory
Amen.
For that.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
God
you,
answers prayers when we have faith believing. And when two or more agree, the other night the devil had me so bad. Well, actually, the last three or four days I've been on my couch from morning till night sleeping. And I don't know if you called me Sister Mary or I called you, but you prayed over me. And let me tell you something, I felt the anointing all over me and my sickness went away and my pain in my back went away. I was just so refreshed after you prayed and anointed me over the phone. And I just thank you and thank God for that. To have people that love us and care for us, that believe in the Lord and pray with faith believing.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Such a beautiful word tonight. I enjoyed it. And without the blood, We can do what we're doing now without the blood of Jesus. And I just praise God for the word and how it was going forth and how the anointing started coming in. And I know people are going to be saved, delivered, and made free and touched tonight by the word. My God, what a word.
Praise God. I got to throw this in there.
We can be saved.
Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Woo, hallelujah.
Amen and amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I felt that. I needed to do that. I feel the power going out.
Amen.
Praise God.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise.
Amen.
And you know what the Lord put on my spirit? If nobody has ever seen The Passion of the Christ, they need to see that movie, because that movie shows in detail the blood and the pain and agony Jesus suffered when he didn't have to, so that we could have salvation and that we could have life and have it abundantly.
Amen.
That movie
Amen.
Is so powerful. It's even
yes,
hard
it
to watch through, but that is a beautiful, beautiful portrayal of what Jesus went through, and I'm sure it's not even a tenth of what he went through for our lives.
Amen. Amen. And
that
movie,
when I saw that movie, I was shook into the core. Oh my goodness!
Oh, I can't watch that movie without crying. It tears me apart, and it really puts into perspective. And you know, there was a leading of the Spirit in him writing that movie, and you can see the Spirit in that movie. And I'll tell you what, if it doesn't move you, something is wrong. And we need to be praying. On the news, you know, we were all sharing, even speaking. There's churches being burnt down. There are women that are ministers, pastors at churches, whose lives and their families' lives are getting threatened. We need to see
yes.
the enemy's trying to discourage people that are going forth. He's trying to bring down powerful anointed men and women in fear. We need to come against these lying spirits, and we need to be praying for these pastors and these churches, and we need to have people not have the fear being installed in them. We need to be prayer warriors coming together, praying daily for turnaround in these situations. I don't know if any of you seen that on the news. I've seen it on one of my
Amen.
Friends' posts on Facebook. It was on the news. There's three different pastors. They're all close in the same area, have gotten letters, and they know about even went as far to know about their families. They're threatening their families' lives. Their life, they tell them they're going to be responsible for bloodshed if they don't step down from being pastors of their churches.
Yes, it's either seven churches in 9 days or nine churches in 7 days that I've seen that's been burnt to the ground.
And if you've noticed,
that's
a lot of it's crimes. They're targeting African-American churches, and that's not of God. God created us all equally. He loves each and every one of us, and we need to pray against those spirits of hate, too, because God loves each and every one of us equally. There is not anybody on this earth that's any better than anybody else, and we're all flesh and blood. We all were created by the same Creator, and people need to realize that no one is more superior than anyone else. The only one that is all-powerful and superior is God our Father.
And again, it says written in red, if any one of us cut our wrist, black, yellow, red, white, whatever, that blood's going to flow on our skin red, no matter what nationality we are. God made us all the same in his image.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We really do need to be praying and really seeing what's going on in our country. And we're getting ready to celebrate the 4th of July this weekend, but more and more, as we all know, we're losing more and more freedom. I thank God for the freedom we still have, but we need to be prepared and know that things are going to get worse. We need to have our armor on, be in our word. We need to know truth, and we need to be sharing that forth. And I have concern for people and for people that are lost, and I have a harsh desire, you know, to be a soul winner, to bring people in and lead them into the Lord, because this place is just temporary. But we need to be
Glory.
Focusing on the eternal, and that's what we need to do. And we've got about 7 minutes left of the broadcast. Is there anything else, Minister Darlene, that you want to share with, or do you want me to Would you like me to pull up, maybe find another worship song? It's up to you. This is your time. And
no, it's
I'm
our
really
time
excited.
I'm finished. So whatever you ladies would like, maybe Mary would like to sing I Want to Be Healed, or maybe you would want to play another song. But I'm through for the night, so whatever you would like is fine
this
with
is
me.
Why I want to be healed, because our land do need to be healed. Praise the Lord.
I will pull that up right now. It's actually right in front of me. And this is our dear sister in Christ and evangelist Mary Grable and her song, I Want to Be Healed, is so beautiful and anointed. Just press into the power and receive as he wants to heal you, speak to you. Just be still and know he is God.
Dar,
do you want to pray us out? Go ahead, Dean.
I'd like to apologize to everybody, but I won't be able to broadcast my show this Friday because I won't be in front of my phone, and I'll be very busy. So I hope that the network has something else to provide for the listeners to be fed.
Yes, God's leading me in a message to do on what I shared about earlier, to show forth love.
Thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, Heavenly Father, I come to you right now, joy and gladness for the time that we have spent together this evening. I thank you for the ministry coming forward, Lord, and that I'm claiming lives being saved in many nations and states from this radio broadcast. And I pray you'll just put blessings on every home, on Mary and her family, and Montel and Maurice and my family, and Dean and Joey and everybody out there listening. I pray everyone that Highway Mercies over the 4th of July, that you keep everyone safe and that you will touch lives and that you will touch this nation, Lord, because without you, this nation is not going to be a nation. So I just pray that all the pastors out there and all the churches out there will preach the word of God, the true word out of the Bible, and not take away or add to please their congregations for tithes and attendance, Lord. I just pray that the true word be spoken, Lord, and that we give you glory and honor and praise in your name always. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Again, you've been sharing with me, Evangelist Montel Fields, Minister Darlene Morgan, Evangelist Mary Grable, and our dear brother, he's gifted in learning the word, and I believe God's got a plan for him, Dean Maynard.
Glory.
At Matters of the Heart Ministry on Facebook, and Darlene's got Angels Among Us on Facebook, and we got some on fire people here, and I know that I see God doing some amazing things in their life, and I love each of you. I thank you. I encourage everyone listening, don't back down when God is backing you up. As long as there's a breath in you, there is a hope to sin under the blood. You are worth, you are loved, and Jesus made a way. Just plead the blood over your life. Have a blessed and happy 4th of July. I look forward to sharing with you all on tomorrow night's broadcast at the same time. God bless you all.
Hello.
I love you, but God loves you more.
Amen.
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 I love you guys.